Simon Tov Kuf Vav Sif Gimel. Halash Isa Biyamtiv. Yachal Harfish Mimena Chala Ulo Halichal Kain. A person who makes a dough on Yamtiv. You are allowed to be Mafrish Chala. Even though normally the rule is you can't take up two of the mices on Yamtiv because that's considered a form of tikkun. But since over here you're allowed to make the dough Ershan, you can't, there's nothing of Afrish Chala until you make the dough. And you're allowed to make a dough on Yom Tov because it's more fresh if you do it on Yom Tov than beforehand. Therefore, they also allowed Mirabonim. In the Siddur Abundance, they allowed Hafrasha Schala. Then they also allowed bring it to the Kayan on Yom Tov. And that's Sharia Filu Hirfisha Meyas. Well, that's even if you were Mafresh Schala before Yom Tov, which Tzadikin, you could have brought him before, brought to the Kayan before Yom Tov. I'm sure point out that means even in a case where you have to take it in a way which is Hutsaw, because we're going to tell you that Hutsaw is Mutar Yom Tov. Because Hutsaw is exceptional amongst the Malachas on Yom Tov, yeah, it's Mutar Yom Tov, there's no din of Efshar La'asos Miyasmo. Whereas the other Malachas, that a person could have done the Malacha before Yom Tov, he's not allowed to do it on Yom Tov, except he does a Shinoi. Hutsaw is mutter blanket. Hutsaw is mutter and yomtiv, even if you could have done it beforehand. Avol isa sheni lusha me erev yomtiv. Also lahafresh man lechala b'yomtiv. But hafresh is chala on a dough which is made before yomtiv that you cannot do on yomtiv. So what do you do? So in a case where you're in chutz la'aretz, there's an eitzah. Chalas chutz la'aretz is in the rabbanon. There's no din of chal and chutz loritz. So chazar masak and the by a chal chutz loritz, they get created a kula. You can eat it when it's still tevel. And oichol umashayir ksas, you eat from the dough, and you leave some over, and then lamocher mafresh min a mashuyir chal. So you leave enough over that it's larger than the amount that you're going to give for chal. So that there's going to be a frosha on the following day from the or after Shabbos or after Yom Tov. In this case, it was Yom Tov. After Yom Tov, there's going to be enough left over that you can do a frosha and have shirayim also. So that's what you do with the dough. Now, furthermore, mutter lefes hapas. You're allowed to take the dough and bake it on Yom Tov. And Rashi points out, the Mishnah points out, what's the Chiddush over here? Because when you're baking the whole dough, some of the dough is not going to be eaten on Yom Tov, by definition, because since you can't be mafresh challah, so the part of it is going to become challah, and that can only be eaten after Yom Tov is over. So you're doing a baking on Yom Tov, part of it, knowing specifically that it cannot be used on Yom Tov. So you can't normally cook on Yom Tov or bake on Yom Tov an item which you know by definition you can't, you will not be able to use it on Yom Tov. So normally that's going to be something which is a problem. But over here, since you have no way to do the hafroshos, so that's also going to be part of the heter. Mishra will say some other sores why that's mutter. So you're allowed to bake it even though you with intent of doing that frusha later on after you have to. Yuchalolush oit isa achas b'yamtiv. Another eitza is you can make a new dough on yamtiv, which that dough you're allowed to be mafresh challah from. But once you're doing that, you can be mafresh challah from that dough for both doughs. That's how you can solve your problem. V'tzar from Yachad, the loch is to do hafrosha from one dough to the other. They have to be connected together. We'll see, Mishra will talk about what exactly you need to do to be considered that there's a tziruf. V'yafresh me'oysa isa gam al ma'ashalosh me'erev yamtiv. And you can do the hafrosha of the new dough, which you just made on yamtiv, both for itself, plus the dough, which is made from before yamtiv. That would be the other way to deal with this problem, that there had not been challah taken off. Now on Shabbos, obviously, it wouldn't be an eitzah. So on Shabbos, if a person in Chutz La'aretz realizes that after they come Shabbos, they bake, they hadn't been mafresh challah, so you can mafresh challah from after it's baked. But you can't be mafresh challah on Shabbos. So the etza is in Chalas Chutz La'aretz you can eat and be mishayer and leave over, and after Shabbos be mafresh on the remainder. Okay. Zog the Mishabur, a lot of Mishabur over here. Sivkat and Yud Zion. So we allow you to be mafresh chumas and maizes. Excuse me. Say that again. Allow you to be mafresh chala, even though you can't do chumas and maizes. Alva gab the aim of being chumas and maizes be yamtiv. Mishum the nir kim esakin, oy kim makdish. Because I'll ask it either because it looks like it's a tikkun, because before it was also eaten and now it's mutter to eat, so there's a tikkun in the food, or because it looks like you're being makdashit, which Chazal asked under the iser of kinyanim, it's like you're transferring ownership, it's like a haknoah. But losh b'yamtiv lo gozer, in a case where you made the dough in yamtiv, Chazal, we're not gozer this iser. I feel the be'ain the fun of kayin of a mokum shachal and nisrafis. Even in a case where you're not going to be giving it to a kayin, or an example, in a case where the challah will be burnt because it's eitz tamei, so you don't, we don't eat challah which has become tamei. The kibbutz the mutter, so you're just going to burn it. So let's the so you can't tell me there's a tzarich yamtiv giving it to the kayin. Bishlam of the Kayan, so he said, give it to the Kayan, the Kayan will bake it and eat something. So there's a Tzarech Yomtiv, Mitzad the Kayan. But over here, there's not even that. You're just going to burn it. Kim the Mutter Lolush, the Tchilab Yomtiv, Mishum the Paschama, out of Tve, Hidir Gamkin the Sakin, he sells the Lotzia Midetel. Chazal, they allowed you to make a dough and bake a dough on Yomtiv to get fresh bread, which tastes better. So obviously, they had to allow you to find some way to make it, remove the status of Tevel, which is on the dough, through a precious challah. And you're allowed to give it to the kohen. I feel like if Yishmael asked, well, even if the hafrasha was done on Erev Yom Tov, so you've taken a dough, removed the challah on Erev Yom Tov, now you wanted to go and deliver the challah to the kohen on Yom Tov. So you say, so even though you could have done it before Yom Tov, it's mutter. To the Mishabur Yud Ches. We could have argued that we say, listen, you know, you have no right to carry it on Yom Tov because you should have delivered it before Yom Tov. We don't say that. Even though you're transporting it from your home to the kohen, it would require going through Rishus HaRabim, where there's a melacha v'tzoa. Gam kin shor, it's still permitted. The v'tzoa mutter b'Yom Tov, carrying is mutter in Yom Tov. Even though the chara, that you could have, it's a malacha which you could have done before Yom Tov, and normally we say a malacha which could have done before Yom Tov cannot be done on Yom Tov. So that Hitzah is the exception to that, and Hitzah there's a halacha that even if you could have done it beforehand, it's still going to be mutter to do it on Yom Tov. Okay. Now, Uba Oifin, no, I skipped a line. The case where you were mafris the dough before Shabbos, you want to deliver it in a case that there's no melacha but so involved because there's an Erev, you can deliver it on Shabbos also. However, over there, what's he do with it? It's dough, he can't do anything with it, it's muksa, because you can't bake it on Shabbos, it's not edible, so it's muksa. He means even offered me asked in a case where the person had baked it before he was mafresh challah, which is not lechatchila, but let's say that's what happens. The person forgot to take up challah before he baked it. He baked it and realized that he hadn't taken up challah, so he takes up a piece of the bread. Now he has baked bread, so he wants to go give it to the kohen. The kohen can eat it, but if it's still dough, he can't deliver it to the kohen on Shabbos because he can't even move it. It's muksa. The isesh and a real immediate b'Shabbos because dough is muksa. Now, Malcolm Sha'ain Erev, let's say on Shabbos, and now the question is, not you, obviously you cannot carry it to the kohen. The question is, can we allow the kohen to come to the Yisrael's house and eat it over there? So ein bir locha. So this bir locha is this long bir locha, starts in the Omer Aleph. He brings from Marshal. Marshal says that the Chazal, when they said the locha emalicha matanis the kohen, that normally Chazal, they asked giving chuma and ma'aser to the kohen. So besides the issur of being mafresh chuma and ma'aser, there's an issur of giving chuma and ma'aser to the kohen. Chal is the exception. So, since they were Chazal Matar on Yom Tov to be mafresh challah, because otherwise it's impossible to bake the fresh dough, and there's a mile of baking fresh dough on Yom Tov because it tastes better. So therefore, they also were matar to give it to the kohen. So then, out of that, we said you even get allowed to give it to the kohen, so much you were mafresh before Yom Tov. But on Shabbos, there's a blanket din of emalichin matanas the kohen. So included in the din of emalichin matanas the kohen should be a two-way street. So elamai what? I just told you that in case there's an eruv and there's always that it's mutter. So because that is true, that's mutter. But in case there's no eruv, there's an issur for the yisrael bring to the kohen, because I'll also ask for the kohen to come to the yisrael. That's what the marshal says, even though there's no malacha involved over there. And that's going to be this long, long bir halacha over here, whether we agree with that opinion or not. That we create, even though the chart is nothing wrong, the kohen is coming to the Yisrael. So, because Allah has said, Malichit. So it's a two-way street.
Opinion of the Maharsha Asrin Malichit.
What?
So it's a two-way street, what are you?
The same way, because Allah has said, the Yisrael taking it to the kohen, because Allah has said, the kohen coming to the Yisrael.
Israel can't take it to the Kohen,
there's
no air.
There's no air, right.
It's a shot. It's
an Aldenus. Who else is that? There's no air.
It's a Karmelist or if it... Or
well, if you're discussing an air, obviously you're discussing an option of it. If an air is potentially possible, it means it has to be the Rabbanon, otherwise you can't make an air around Rishis Rabban. But you're right, in the case of Rishis Rabban, it would be the Raisa. Okay, your test. So in the case where, but however, if you made the dough Erev Yom Tov, and you were not mafresh challah from the dough that you made Erev Yom Tov.
The Rosh Sarabim to the Yisrael's house. Yeah.
Well, that's the question. Can the Kohen...
If he could go through a Karmelist that didn't have any Erev,
or both of the argument. That's the Michelle's arguing to say that Michelle says both of us.
Against Marsh.
If you argue Michelle, you say it's mutter, both are mutter, right? She lushab erev yom tov. Umarish agamar called lushab erev yom tov. Now the point is that since this is a scenario where we've discussed so far, the person made the dough in Yom Tov, so you can be mafresh chal on Yom Tov. We discuss a case where a person made the dough and was mafresh from the dough on Erev Yom Tov, and the question was delivering it, so that's mutter. But we say, however, if the person made the dough on Erev Yom Tov, was not mafresh the dough till Yom Tov, that's also to be mafresh on Yom Tov. Because that's talking about, it already got to the point where hafrasha was possible. So that means that the dough had been made to the point that you're chayiv and hafrash is chala. So Mishnah Berurah Mari Shagomer called Lishem Erev Yom Tov, the Kohen is chayiv and hafrash is chala. Mahayilo Lasek be Yom Tov be Gemar Lishasa. In Cain, Erev Yom Tov lo nischayiv adayin be chala kishihizkol lolush be Yom Tov tomi. If you're not completed the process of making into a dough, so we wait till the end of the process of making the dough to be mafresh challah. So it really wasn't this man of hafroshes challah yet on Erev Yom Tov. So then this man of hafroshes challah came out on Yom Tov. So then that's the heter Chazal permitted to be mafresh challah on a dough which was made on Yom Tov. Now, there's interesting Sharatzion over here, which differentiates in halacha between what's called what we have, which is called chalas ha'or, chalas ha'or, and the challah which they were mafresh was man chazal, which was challah tahara. Because our challah is assumed to be tamei, you're just burning it. It's a ghost of the fire. So our challah, we wait till the end of the process to be mafresh it. However, b'zman chaz, they were eating challah b'tahara, the zman afrasha was as soon as you made it into a dough, even though you hadn't finished the whole process of kneading it and shaping it, etc., as soon as you made it into a dough, ready, that was his man, that was this correct zman to mafresh. So in that scenario, that took place erev Yom Tov. So it's back to you should have been mafresh before Yom Tov. That's the Shara Tzion and Chof Hey points it out.
What's
Chal Tahara, the chiyuv is to be mafresh immediately from the beginning of the lisha. Because we want you to be mafresh with still Torah and give it to the Kohen right away, it should become tamei. So in that situation, that was the situation where the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, so you started the lisha before Yom Tov, you finish it on Yom Tov, you give me mafresh on Yom Tov, because we wait till the end before you're mafresh. That's true nowadays. But in Toma Chal Tahara, the correct amount of mafresh is before Yom Tov. So again, it's a case of before Yom Tov, you should be mafresh, you cannot be mafresh on Yom Tov. So therefore, it's also lahafresh, chav. They may be in shumas and maisis b'shabbos and Yom Tov hechad the tivli measmo. Case it was already tevel, before Yom Tov. You had a chiyuv of brusha before Yom Tov. You cannot be mafresh shumas and maisis. Chanabas have gotten your time. V'chein b'hoyu ofim measmo. Case it was baked already from before Yom Tov. Also lahafresh a yom, you can't be mafresh. This is true, which is not really a matir, like we'll see in a sense. It's shy to eat it beforehand. So it's not a full tikkun, but chalas oretz is so that tamamish also to eat until you're mafresh. So it's mamash a tikkun. So this fresh chalas looks like a tikkun. The taka looks like a tikkun. Before you're mafresh, it was also to eat, and now it's mutter to eat. Chalas chutz l'oretz, Chazal gave you a hetter, and you can eat. Leave over the and be mafresh at the end after Shabbos, so it's mutar eat. So then you could argue, well, it's mutar eat. So what's the tikkun of taking off the challah? So it's not a tikkun. So it's mutar to take off the challah. No, that's not true. They asked the challah school Lord to be mafresh also. Okay, I feel a little hifrish machmas sheikh. Even though the reason why he wasn't mafresh because he partially forgot. Even if we'll call him some level of an earnest. So Gam came, the halacha is not me usher lo lahafrisha. He can't do it on Yom Tov. Now vim over v'hifrish, he didn't listen. And he says, "Listen, I got to eat my dough." So we got to be mafrish. See, he's mafrish. So what's the halacha on the bidi avid in that situation? Im b'mezid, so also loy ulachirim on Motzei Shabbos. So the halacha is a person is mechal ol Shabbos or Yom Tov. Intentionally. So the item which results is also for him to benefit from. And also others are also to benefit from it. However, he didn't realize that was also to do, and that's why he did it, that's why he's mafresh it. So he's going to say, but there's something over here that's mutter miyat. It's a mutter immediately. So what's the issue over here? There is a concept in halacha referred to as Maaser Shabbos. And Chazal, Mirabonin, answer the results of doing something on Shabbos, Chilul Shabbos. And there's a three way machlokes in the Gemara, what the halacha is on the results. The Meir holds a case of a shogeg is mutter immediately for him and for others. The case of Mezid is usher for him. Yehuda holds that case of Mezid is also for him and others, and Shogeg is also for him and mutter for others. And Rechem and Nuri, Rechem and Sandler, I'm not pulling out the third mandamer right now. See who's the third mandamer over there in that machlokes. Okay, it's a few places in Shas. So remember, okay, says that the case of Shogeg is also for him and for others immediately, it's mutter after Shabbos. Case of Mezid, it's also for him forever. So we paskin, there's Mechloes, how we paskin? We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That Bashogeg is also for him until after Shabbos, and for others it's mutter. And Mezid, it's also for him and for others until after Shabbos. We paskin like Remeir, that Shogeg is mutter immediately for everybody, and Mezid, it's also for him until after Shabbos, and others it's mutter immediately. So that's a Mechloes. Since over here, he's going to creating a combination of two shitas. He says, in case of Mezid, is also loy v'lachir mad motzi Shabbos. It's also for others left after Shabbos. But in the case of Shogeg, Rabbi Meikle, the Paskin, that it's mutter for him right away, which, according to Behuda, that's not true. Since the Yisra Hafrosh is Rabbanan, emails this at the Rabbanan Chazal, and the case of the person that remains it, we're dealing with him at the higher level of the Psak of Isser, and in the case of Shogeg, we're summing on the opinion which is more Makel. That's interesting combination. Between the two of them. No, I'm sorry. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is made. It's also for him and for others. It's also for him forever. It's also for others till after Shabbos. So he's being makel b'klal over here. Both of these are the rabbanans. He's being makel both shitas the rabbanan. Lakula. B'meizit, it's also loy b'lecherem ad motzi Shabbos, but it's mutter for him after Shabbos. Shogeg, it's mutter miyad. Okay. So by the Rabbanan, we're going to be more make. By an Isser, the Rabbanan, we're going to be more makel on the results. But there is an Isser. At least on Yom Tov itself, there's an Isser. So what can he do? He can't be mafresh. So the only the case of Chalas Chutzlor is that we allowed him to eat, leave over some of the dough or the bread, and after Shabbos be mafresh challah from that remainder, and give part to the kohen and keep part for himself, or burn part and keep part and use part. Elo oichel chaval. If I know the didan in bechutzlor, it's the game for us in chutzlor. It's a chiyuba ain a minotaur. That archiv chal is only the midrabbanan. So chazal were makel this concept of oichel l'mashayir. But chal is eretz yisrael leka tekana elim ken yolush oyd isa because of sefer sefer. So that's not a solution for chal is eretz yisrael. The only solution would be to make another dough on yom tov and be ma'afresh on that second dough for both doughs together. Mashar ksas, and after Shabbos it leaves over. So how much is ksas? Hano yosim mikdei shir should wetzel lahafrish. The amount you're going to give to the kohen is x. Leave over x plus, more than that amount. Kesha yafrish kala meosis hashir. You'll then be mafrish kala. A part will be kala, a part will be the shir. The remainder of to be in shir shirah nikar nikar. There has to be enough that after your mafresh challah, there's an obvious amount remaining besides it. So like one kernel of wheat is not enough. You need one little speck of dough is not enough. You need a significant, noticeable amount. For a second reason why he has to leave over more than the amount he's going to be mafresh challah. So basically, it comes out if he's taken off the specific amount which he's going to use for challah, so there's an element of hafrosh as challah taking place. And you know, even though you're not going to actually designate it as challah after Yom Tov, but you've taken out the challah part of the dough ready on Yom Tov, and that's awesome. So we say take off more than that, And later on, you'll have to designate what is chal and what's not. So you didn't do anything at all on Yom Tov. Okay.
So why did you do it? Why did you have to do it to begin with? Just to.
Well, it's a kula, Chazal or Mekel, right? Chazal being Mekel, that even though you work, it was dough which you made before Yom Tov, you shouldn't have mafresh chal before Yom Tov. We're not going to let you mafresh chal on Yom Tov. We'll let you eat before you mafresh chal, which normally is also to eat as tavel. We'll let you eat and leave over. So in this kula of letting you eat and leave over,
we don't want you to be exact.
We don't want you to be exact either because there's a din when you after mafresh at Motzei Shabbos, you have to have challah plus shirayim. So there's no shirayim if you're exact, or because by being exact, you're already well on your way to being mafresh challah on Yom Tov. And after Shabbos, you would do the hafrash. Now, let the Mishnah Berurah. So here's the catch 22 case. Very Pesach Chal is b'Shabbos. So now the person made a dough before Shabbos. So we can't wait till after Shabbos, which is already Pesach, to be Ma'afresh at then, because at that point in time it's Chometz already. Shabbat Lechem Chometz al Shabbos. Okay, he already baked the bread, but he forgot to be mafresh challah. But he forgot to be mafresh challah, and it's a chometz like a bread. You can't eat some, leave over the remainder, and keep it till after Shabbos because it's ready Pesach, which is also. In lohifresh challah mi'erev Shabbos, what are you going to do? So there's a minority opinion Shabbos says it's not such a minority that you're allowed to be the Israel being mafresh kal only applies to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a real tikkun because Harayah is also needed beforehand, so it's a real tikkun, and the result is real kal with the dinei kal over here. The whole thing is a zecher for kal. So there's no Isser of Hafrosha because it's not really a tikkun. So it's mutar mi mafresh. So then in that situation, your person would be mafresh from the bread, the challah. Now what do you do with it? So you're allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now that you're mafresh, what do you do with it? V'yafresh v'yitnenu l'koyin katan pachas mitesha afilu l'gadol shatova. So we discussed this before, that specifically by the Chalas Chutzlords, Chazal added another Kula. Normally, a person who's Tomei cannot eat Trumas and Mises. No, say that again. A person who's Tomei cannot eat Truma, and Chal is a form of Truma. So, it's if the four Halacha has the same equivalent of Halacha as Truma, there's an issue a person eats a bit too much and goes out to eat it. But since it's chalas chutzlort, it's just rabbanon. Chazal only asked a tuma which emanates from the person himself, a balkeri, a zov, a mitzvah, etc. A tuma which he got through touching another item, that does not, he's not prohibited to eat chalas chutzlort because of that. So that's very relevant because then we assume nowadays everybody's tamei mesim. So that's a tuma which is received through maga or maga oil, etc. It's not a tumor which emanates from the person himself. So, therefore, even if you have a person which you believe does not have any personalized tumor,
maga oil,
maga slash oil, maga masa oil. It's not from the person himself. So, if we have a person which doesn't have any of that tumor, i.e., either the person's a katan, which assumes that he didn't have carrier ziva, etc. Or the person's a gadol, but he went to the mikveh. So any personal tumas, mikveh doesn't take off tumas meis because that you need par aduma, but that doesn't bother us tumas meis because that's not osur. Only is also the other tumas which go with the mikveh removes. So you would give it to a katan because you don't leave the chometz around, but it's chometz. So better eat it up. So the eitz is give it to a katan under the age of 9 because a katan under the age of 9. By definition, can't have tumas carry. Or a fellow gadol shatavol, a person who's a gadol is an adult, which he could have tumas keri. He has an emission of semen that makes him tamei over the age of 9, but he went to the mikvah. The summer chadim said there's no way to make this bread in this scenario where Erev Pesach is Shabbos and he wasn't mafresh beforehand and can't wait till after Shabbos and he already baked it but he wasn't mafresh, so he wants to address it on Shabbos. So some said there's no etzim. Okay, so you need to, we'll be some on the opinion that you're allowed to be mafresh chalitz chutz la'aretz on Shabbos. Okay. Then he went into a different issue. The Ramah went to a different issue.
Why
isn't Tumas Mesos? Because the Chazal asserted Chalas Chutz La'aretz is only us as the person who has a Tumah Hayotze Lov Migufoy. Chalas Chutz La'aretz is also the person who's Tameh, period. Chalas Chutz La'aretz to show that it doesn't have the same level of Chumrah as Chalas Chutz La'aretz, so they were Matur, person who's Tameh. But the Tumah is not Migufoy, it's from receiving it from outside of the person through Maga, etc. Maga Masa Oil. So that tumma does not preclude him from eating chalas chutz la'aretz. Mishabur quoted it before. When he was talking about Hill's baking matzahs, he dealt with this scenario. This is him in Tafnun Zayin Sif Beis. Halosh Isa B'yom Tashal Pesach L'Kushem Chalas Shatei Ofer Mishachach. Because if you are karishem, you can't bake it. If you leave it, it's going to become chametz. And Moshe said, if it's a kayin kaddish, like bar keri or gadol shatovel, mutter left, you're allowed to bake it, and he can eat it.
And early, if you're karishem, you're not allowed to
bake. Right. Because since normally we say that you can't eat it, because we burn it, we generally burn it. So what are you cooking it for? It's not. It's also
yantif,
cooking.
It's
not yom tov.
Pesach
yom tov. Right. So you can't bake on yom tov for no tzarech. So what are you going to do? You can't leave it because it'll become chametz. Right. So the mechaber said that what you do is you keep cooling it to prevent it from coming chametz. And the Ramah said if there's a karen katan, you have an eitz of giving it to the karen katan. And the Mishabura says that the Mishulchan Aruch is talking about Chalas Eretz Yisrael, which doesn't have this kula. The Ramah is talking about Chalas Chutz La'aretz, which has this kula, and he brings in some people to say, even Chalas Chutz La'aretz, we don't do that. Right, so that is back to a similar day over here. Okay, now. Chav Dalet. So now you want to. So the case where you made this dough, now you're going to. You didn't work mafresh challah, so in a case where you made it on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to be mafresh on Yom Tov. In case you made it for Yom Tov, so you can't be mafresh on Yom Tov. But you can bake it and eat it. And you'll give it to the kite afterwards. When you're doing that, by definition, you know that part of what you're baking you cannot eat. Because you're saying by definition you're going to leave part over until after Yom Tov and give it to the kite. And so part of what you're baking, you're intentionally baking, not with intent not to use it on Yom Tov. And it's also to bake something Yom Tov, which you're not going to use on Yom Tov. So that's mutter. Chavdal mutter left as a pasal yedei shayach. Va'afagav the oisa gam b'shiel achelik achal shiyesh boi. He's doing the process of the kneading and the baking, etc. All for this, the challah section also. V'chelik said, lo yoyochu b'yom tov l'kayin. We're not giving it to the kayin on Yom Tov. Okay, but Kane's asked you to come on Sibzvav. We'll have a case similar to this in Sibzvav where you're part of it, you cannot use a Yomtiv, you cannot bake this item because part of it you cannot use a Yomtiv, so you're also to bake it. Over here, Tzimut. Shani Hacha, over here, Tzimut. Why? First of all, the Efter, the Chalik, the Chalimanis. Shani also the Lavish. You have another Eitzah, see? So it comes out. Let's have tell you the following argument. I want to do X, which is mutter. The only way to do X is by doing Y. And Y really has no yomtiv need, batsim. But since I cannot do X without doing Y, Y now is a yomtiv need because I need X, and X is mutter to do. Right? So that becomes a tzarech yomtiv. So let's have the mushroom. I want to go on Yom Tov and I want to use hot water to wash dishes or to clean myself in a way which is mutter. But the only way you can get hot water in our water systems is through water pressure.
The way it's mutter to wash dishes?
The way you wash yourself. A person wants to wash himself in a way which is mutter in Yom Tov, but he's not doing Kal Kufa, he's doing Aver, you know. Right? It's 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's got half an hour left to yomtiv, and he's feeling very sticky, etc. So he goes, he wants to wash all parts of his body as much as he can on yomtiv. But you can't get hot water out of the hot water boiler, hot water heater, without new fresh water coming in, because that's how the water moves. It moves to water pressure, and the new water that's coming is going to get cooked on yomtiv. In the boiler heater, you're not going to use that water because the time that water heats up, you won't be able to use it till after. By the time you'll have no need for yomtiv. So you're by definition cooking this water for after yomtiv. So how am I allowed to use this water? So there was somebody suggested to Rishon Mazalma that you can't take hot water out close to the end of yomtiv because the new water is going to come in. By definition, you're not going to use a yomtiv. So you're cooking water on yomtiv for not of a tzarech yomtiv, which is also to do. Rishon Mazalma said you're wrong. Says the only way I can get the water out is by bringing this other water in and cooking it. That becomes the tzarech yomtiv. The tzarech yomtiv, which gives me a hat to use this water, allows me to bring this water in to cook it. Let me use that water. That's all part of the tzarech yomtiv. Right? So over here, I'm going to tell you that since I eat, the only way I can eat my bread, which is mutter to eat, is by baking the part of the bread which I can't eat and can't use on yomtiv, that becomes now part of the tzarech yomtiv. I'm going to bake this part because the only way I can eat this part is by baking this part. So this baking is necessary to eat this. So this part of my tzarech yomtiv. That was some of Zalman's arguments. Furthermore, since we discussed before that there's a concept in Yom Tov called Riba B'Shiurim, that if you're doing one Maisa, even though you're doing a larger amount than what's necessary for Yom Tov, it's Mutter to do. So what am I doing wrong? I'm sticking the thing in the oven. It's one act of putting it in the oven, and it's baking the thing this big, or this big, or this big. It's all one Maisa, so what's the problem? And Tarsus says, what? What's the problem? Because the whole process, dough this big, is a lot easier to process than a dough this big. So the whole thing of Kar should be a problem. The answer is the difference between our Chala's Chutzlars, which has maker that has no shear, because we burn it. We take over something the size of a kebaya, just that's our minute. It's not a maker then. V'oid, shechelek Chala b'zman hazeh, hu dabar mu'ot, v'lekat tusev es tircha b'shvilo, there's no extra maisa being done for the Chala part. So as much as that's true, it goes into the Ribi B'shiurim. It's not, there's no extra maisa being done for it. That's the Ribi B'shiurim. I can put a big pot of water, a small pot of water. As long as when I put it in the fire, it's all one maisa. So that's the two arguments why it's a mutter. Okay. V'yesh machirim b'armin, there's some that disagree. The kim and the lash miyasmo, you made the dough beforehand. And you had an option before Yom Tov of being mafresh chala, and like you should have. We say, listen, part of what you're baking, you hadn't the right to bake. And you should have baked beforehand. That's also to bake. Therefore, you can't bake the whole thing. So what's the eighth? Don't bake the whole thing. As long as it's not Erev Pesach, what's the problem? So you'll take the dough, and you'll leave a piece off, which is dough, and not bake it. And after Yom Tov, you'll bake it. You'll be mafresh and give it to the kohen. If you have an eitzah, you can't tell him the only way I can bake the thing is. What do you mean the only way? You take some of that off and stick it. It doesn't look so good. It won't look so good. So that's your problem. You should have taken care before Yom Tov. Men are yafresh kala gambar isa rishona. If you didn't do that, obviously we're going to be saying that wasn't an iser, and you'll leave over some of the baked item to be mafresh from after Yom Tov. Okay, so that's over here.